It's This Week in Classical Music, an update on what's happening in the classical music world. I'm Randy Kinkle. A piece of music thought to have been lost for a century has been found in Toronto. Norwegian composer Johan Halvorsen's violin concerto is believed lost for over a century. Born in 1864, Halvorsen was a prolific and highly respected composer, violinist, and conductor throughout his native Norway. But he had a reputation for destroying his own compositions. And that's what everybody assumed had happened to this one. The legend is that he wasn't happy with the review of the concert, so he destroyed the scores, library employee James Mason said. Concerto was found amongst the music collection of the soloist who premiered the work, violin prodigy Kathleen Parlow, whose papers had been donated to the university library when she died. James Mason, who works at the university's music library, found the concerto while digitizing the library's collection of sheet music. If you want to hear the newly found concerto, you'll need to pick up a ticket to Norway, where violinist Henning Kraggerud will play it at the International Music Society conference in July. Well, it's pretty rare that a conductor quits because of human rights violations. But that's just what Chung Myung-hwan has done. After 10 years at its helm, Seoul Philharmonic Orchestra's maestro has decided to drop the baton. The conductor officially resigned several weeks ago as the music director of Korea's most prestigious orchestra because of the controversy-filled SPO and the continued legal battles over allegations of mistreatment of employees by a former CEO. In a letter sent to the orchestra members, the conductor said he could not continue his musical career with the orchestra until its quote-unquote human rights issues were resolved. There's only one thing that I consider more important than music, humanity, he said. In our case, the 17 people who have been terribly mistreated by the former CEO, mistreated far beyond civilized, acceptable levels. The orchestra has lined up replacement conductors already for most of this spring's concerts. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbok.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon for Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music on 89.5 KBOK Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.